homily for Monday, the 24th of January, the feast of St. Francis de Sales. Francis de Sales is commonly recognized as the father of lay spirituality. To live with God, to act with God, to be a saint. Francis said you didn't need to be a priest or a bishop like he was. And you didn't need to be a monk or nun, avowed religious. Even though many religious communities trace their spiritual origins back to Francis de Sales. There's the Salesians, the Oblates of Francis de Sales, and the Sisters of St. Joseph. What you do need to be a saint, to live your life with God, what you need is what Francis called devotion. You need to live a devout life. Francis wrote a collection of essays and reflections that came to have the title, An Introduction to the Devout Life. It's really a classic in spirituality, always a recommended read for anyone wanting to grow spiritually in their Christian lives. In the introduction, Francis sets forth a vision of Christian life for all Christians, for all people, no matter their position in church or civil society. The vision begins with our creation by God. We are called into life by God, and we are continually being called into life by God. This call into life is likewise a call, a continuous call, to live life out of love. God continuously calls each of us to live life lovingly. And that's the core of the devout life of the Christian. And it's the very heights of all Christian spirituality, living your life lovingly. Francis goes on to point out that living your life lovingly will always make you sharply aware of your surroundings, sharply aware of the needs of the people you find around you. And so, he says, a monk will find himself in surroundings very different from the surroundings of a bishop or a housewife or a lawyer. Each is called to live lovingly where and how they find themselves. So, preparing a meal for others is a beautiful act of devotion. But so is preparing a case to defend a client in court. These are the real ways we can live our real lives lovingly. Francis lived what he preached. In 1602, he was appointed and sent to be Bishop of Geneva, in Switzerland. And Geneva was a city that had thoroughly embraced the Reformation. It's where John Calvin lived, preached, and wrote. It was even called then the Protestant Rome. Arriving in Geneva, Francis dealt lovingly with the reformers. Now, that did not mean that they all suddenly returned to the Catholic Church because of Francis's loving example, though some did indeed return to the Church due to Francis's example. But what did happen is that a well-tempered respect came to replace hate, and came to replace yelling and hollering at one another. And we, for sure, can really appreciate what an accomplishment that is. Let us then become devout by living our lives here in Washington lovingly, with respect for all. And let us live aware of the needs of the people around us. And let us become gratefully aware of the love God calls us to bring to this city, to our nation, and to our church.